Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The only highlights I'll play are from the night game last night. That was the Commanders and the Bucks. I'll give you the two. This was the Baker Mayfield fumble in the fourth quarter. You could certainly make the case the biggest play in the game. Washington does it defensively, or they were just opportunistic as Mayfield screwed up the handoff.
First and 10, they're at their own 15-yard line. In motion, Jalen McMillan. It's a fumble. The ball's on the ground. It's out. Does Washington have it? They do. A turnover from the 13.
Just got punched by Flash. I just got punched.
He did get punched out. So that was Washington Radio. And yes, that is London Fletcher there. We were trying to figure that out last week. And then after this, you had a couple of sequences where Washington would score a touchdown. Tampa would go down. They would kick a field goal to tie because they were stopped on 2nd-and-1 and 3rd-and-1 at the Washington 12. And then you got the game winner from Zane Gonzalez.
Zane Gonzalez looking to send Washington into the divisional round. Snap good, hold down, kick on its way. It is good! The Cardiac Commanders are the Clutch Commanders! They do it again! We'll see you in Detroit!
And Zane Gonzalez kicks in the door and kicks us into the second round of the playoffs!
Yes, they will take on the Lions. Again, Washington Radio with the call. 23-20 was the final score. Here was Dan Quinn just talking about how clutch his team has been in big moments.
Maybe it's the volume, David, of close games that you've been in. I've been on some teams that were exceptional, but they were maybe not in a lot of close ones.
Yeah, maybe play a lot of blowout games.
Did you see Jaden Daniels when that kick went through? Did you see the video of him?
No.
It's unbelievable.
In what regard?
He's just sitting there on the bench. And he looks up and he watches it. He's got no reaction. He keeps sitting there. Then he stands up, walks over to a guy, and finally smiles. And it's just like, yeah, it was supposed to happen. I mean, that guy, he's going to win a Super Bowl.
I did see the reaction of Baker Mayfield, who looked like...
I saw Mike Evans, too.
I blew it.
Yeah, and Mike Evans was pissed. But Jaden Daniels, I mean, that guy's just as calm as anybody who plays the position in football as a rookie. It's crazy.
So they'll see if he can be calm on Saturday night as they play in Detroit. Now, the Eagles beat the Packers 22-10. This was an ugly game, but a win is a win. Here was Nick Sirianni. He knows, maybe not great, but you know what? It was good enough.
We struggled a little bit as an offense. You know, I don't think we had the game that we wanted to have on offense.
No, but it still was a win, and they are advancing. Here was A.J. Brown. This has been a topic all morning, the book that he was reading on the bench on the sidelines.
That's a book that I bring every single game. And, you know, my teammates call it The Recipe. You know, that's the first time I heard that y'all got me on camera. But it's not the first game. You know, it got a lot of points in there. It's a lot of mental game, a lot of mental parts about it.
A lot of mental. Yes.
I've been watching the video of this. It's amazing.
Did he do that at the Meadowlands or no?
No, he didn't. And I watched a lot of him because he, well, also fantasy football.
Sure.
I was all over him. I was watching him. Needed a touchdown, got a touchdown from him. So I was watching him and Saquon and all that stuff. Hey, I did not see any, no way. I didn't even see him sitting, to be honest with you. He stood a lot. But no, he's never, even Jalen Hurts said he never saw that.
I mean, could you imagine if a guy comes over, puts headsets in and says, what are you doing? I'm listening to a podcast.
No,
that's what I do to calm me down. To focus me, to listen to a podcast.
Now, that was definitely the lack of targets and a lack of passing game, and he probably, I think it was in the second half, and he probably went in, got it. It's like, you know what? You're not going to throw me the ball, sit here and read a book.
I know who knows. Brandon Graham. Where is he when you need him?
I'll tell you, also knows Philadelphia. I could text him. And Big Dom. Say, is he, that the first time he's had, he probably wouldn't do it. These guys are so loyal to their players.
They should be.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, and I've always been conditioned to dislike the Philadelphia Eagles, but how nice they were to me when I did that game is now screwing me up. It's screwing me up.
It can happen.
And I know, I mean, they'll probably, if the Vikings win tonight, they'll probably lose to the Eagles, and then I could maybe be like, ah, well, good for them.
You know, the thing about it is, with your new contacts at the Eagles, it would probably give you a sideline pass.
Oh,
too.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, you should go down
there.
Let
me get my will together.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Well, no. I mean, you're working. No one's going to bother you. On the sideline?
On the sideline.
On the sideline.
Okay, so you're saying I'm in plain clothes?
Yeah, holding a microphone like you're doing something.
But then I'd have to be on the Eagles sideline, right?
So what?
Well, so what?
You're not cheering anyway. You're going to be have a media pass.
I
internally, you're going to be excited. No,
maybe you can get some Eagle communication and come up with a hand signal for you and Kevin O'Connell.
Imagine that. What a story that would be. They'd do a 30 for 30 on that. You know, two high school buddies. I go down there, me in the media, him in the equipment room, and he gives me a pass because I'm a Vikings fan. I sit there and betray him by flashing signals across to Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores.
Like this.
pass, run.
Well, Philadelphia will be home for the winner of tonight's game between the Vikings and Rams. That'll be on Sunday. Also yesterday, you had the Bills winning as they beat the Broncos 31-7. Here is Sean McDermott talking about the 4th-and-1 play, the touchdown to Ty Johnson in the back of the end zone where he somehow kept his feet off the end line.
On Ty's touchdown, I was going, come on. Oh, yeah, good. So the review was important right there, too, I know. Ty's just, he makes plays. And Josh has a lot of trust in him, as you saw.
And that was a big one. Here is Josh Allen. It wasn't just me. It wasn't just Ty Johnson. It was all of us.
Ultimately, it's not the X's and O's. It's the Jimmys and Joes, and guys are ready to go. We got our rest, getting able to kind of not play everybody.
And last week in New England is what he's referencing.
About the X's and O's, about the bitches and hoes. That's what I used to say when I was in high school.
By the way,
I mean, that play was the game. Like, the game was never the same after that.
Broncos weren't coming back anyway, but you're right.
It's 13-7. They could have stopped them. Still a one-score game. Yeah. Then Josh Allen and Ty Johnson make that play.
What's really interesting about this Bills-Baltimore game is that Baltimore wasn't as good a team when they beat the Bills the first time this year. Baltimore's such a better team today than they were like 10 weeks ago.
You love the Ravens in this game. I can feel it already. Early Ravens lean from Boomer. Heard a couple leaning. He's leaning into Baltimore.
But I will say, though, the spread, you know, what it kind of tells me, like, they want people to bet Baltimore because it's below 3. What's it, 2.5 now?
It's 1.5.
Here is Sean Payton. How did Bo Nix do in his first playoff game?
He hung in there. He battled. There's some third downs I'm sure he'll want back, some plays he'll want back. It's pretty tough to play that position when the opponent's rushing the ball the way they are and you're not having the consistency.
And so their season's over. The Buffalo-Baltimore game you're referencing, Sunday night, 6:30 on CBS. That'll be the Nance Romo game, I imagine.
Yes.
On Sunday. Did you catch they did a nice thing for Nance's 500th NFL game?
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
I had one of those games.
Where you did 500? Yes. Really?
No, yeah. It was probably 400 and, I don't know. Was that probably 81 or 82 or something like that?
Oh, and they gave you a cake for 482?
No, I only did one game.
Oh, okay.
I think it was game 482. 480, I don't know what it was. Remember, I did the game for Tony Romo.
One of the Nance games. Yeah.
Canada hated you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Thought you were saying I was celebrated
the one that saw the problems with Canada. Yeah. And if you take a look at their Canadian junior hockey team that basically lost to Latvia this year, tells you all you need to know about Canada and where they are. Okay?
How many games did you announce, would you say, in your NFL career? Westwood One and on TV.
And on TV, let's see. I would imagine 10, 15, 200, 300.
300?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
No cake.
Should be
for
a
you.
Cake for 300.
Yeah, they should have gotten a cake.
It's a big number.
It might have been more than that.
Howie Dinneroff didn't give you a cake or like a cupcake or something for game number 300?
Nope.
What else? All right, Vikings Rams tonight. Here is Sean McVay. We know what's been going on in California is just atrocious. They've had to deal with it, and he feels like they're going to be set to go tonight.
I've been really pleased with the prep that we've had. Our guys have been locked in, focused. We know we've still got a little bit of time until kickoff, but a lot of people brought their families with them, and so that's good. And we're looking forward to Monday night.
Here's your guy, Sam Darnold, getting this big playoff start.
First playoff experience starting, so I'm excited about that. But you know, just another really good opportunity against a great Rams team. You know, a great great defense, great coordinator. Really good scheme. Players, you know, they play really fast in that scheme, and we're just excited about this challenge.
Al had a great idea. If you really want to toy with the New York fans, at some point, Sam Darnold plays well and Daniel Jones plays a part in a Vikings win.
Oh, God. Unbelievable. Al, you're rooting for
Sam. That'll be something.
So he'll be in, Daniel Jones will be in uniform.
Yep, he will for the first time. That is correct.
What's his number?
I don't know. I guess, right? Because Kirk was 8, and now he's not there anymore. So probably 8.
You might.
The snowman.
He is 13, it says.
No, okay. Lucky number 13.
And the Patriots hired Mike Vrabel over the weekend, as we know. Rex Ryan and ESPN had reaction to the Vrabel hiring.
Hey, man. I mean, hopefully I get to kick this guy's ass twice a year. I don't know what.
Just kidding.
Them jets, huh?
So I'm just kidding, buddy.
maybe your team.
Yeah, but not anyway. My team, yes, but not me personally. Mike
Vrabel. Probably not, and probably not his team, because I don't think he's going to get the job. Yeah, but who knows?
Connor Hughes said that they believe, or he believes, that the Jets are fully out on Rex
Ryan. He believes, or sources have told him.
I don't know how he put it, but he basically said that Rex was out.
Okay, fair enough. From basketball, Sunday afternoon game between the Knicks, Giannis, and the Bucks, and this was all New York.
Brunson looking. Again, he likes his matchup with Green. And hits another three. 5 for 10. He's got 40.
Got the Midas touch going on tonight.
And the Knicks back up by 20.
Yeah, they won by a lot. That was Mike Breen and Clyde Frazier on MSG. 140-106. The Knicks beat the Bucks. Knicks go to 26-14. Jalen Brunson had 44 points. He was 16 of 26 from the floor. Karl Anthony Towns shot it well. 30 points, 18 rebounds. Here was Brunson on MSG postgame.
I mean, whatever it takes to win. And I was reading how things are being played. And kind of got off to a hot start. And we just kept it going from there.
And they got some contributions off the bench. Cameron Payne, 18 points. Knicks home for the Pistons coming up later tonight. I usually wouldn't play this, but the Nets lost in overtime last night to the Jazz, 112-111, early on in this game. So fair to say Ben Simmons in the lineup, out of the lineup. Hurt, not hurt. It's all the same. It just continues. So this was early on when he makes a bucket. Listen to Capstraw at the end.
Backed it out to Clowney. He'll reset for Simmons. Simmons one-on-one with Potter. Turns in the lane with a right hook, and it rolls in. And Ben Simmons then gives him the too small as he goes the other way.
Well, let's see how long. Don't be too long here, there, Ben Simmons. Let's see how long you can play well. Sustain it. Look at me. I'm giving him heat.
Yeah. Stay in the game.
Tim Crapstraw.
Yeah, so that was Chris and Tim last night on the
Fan. Look at me. I'm giving him heat. I'm not used to criticizing people this much.
It was Isaiah Collier, the go-ahead hoop. He had 23. That came with 2 seconds to go. Brooklyn has lost 5 in a row. Cavaliers winning streak over at 12 as they lost to the Pacers. Lakers and Clippers with home games tonight as they try to get back to, I guess, some sort of normalcy. Lakers take on the Spurs. You've got the Clippers playing the Heat at the Intuit Dome, and we will have Rutgers UCLA on the Fan tonight at 6:30 with the pregame at 6:15. All right, time now for what we call Moment of the Day, and the guys just last hour were discussing the national anthem in Philadelphia on Sunday, and then they were discussing a famous violinist. Do I have that correct?
That is correct.
Yes. And it went like this.
Maybe we can get him in here to play it.
I don't think Yitzhak Perlman's coming in here.
Says he lives in New York City with his wife.
That's what I'm saying. I bet you we can get him in here to play it.
You think, I mean, this guy is the man.
He's the man.
The preeminent violinist of his generation.
We're their preeminent morning talk show hosts.
You think he's going to come in here and do the national anthem?
Why does somebody out there knows, how do you say his first name?
Yitzhak.
I've heard of him. Yeah. Yitzhak. Somebody out there knows Yitzhak.
Yeah.
I think it's Hitchcock.
No, it's Yitzhak. It's not Hitchcock. Now he's definitely not coming in.
Did you just... he cracked himself up.
Yeah, there goes our chance at Yitzhak.
Hey. Dope. He just totally cracked himself up.
I can see I phonetically spelled Hitchcock Perlman, and it came up.
Come on. Somebody out there knows this guy.
You He's world famous,
that's
man.
That's listening to us right now, and they're reaching out to him as we speak.
Yeah, right. He said, oh, they're talking about how great you are, and then all of a sudden the producer calls him Hitchcock, and now it's over.
There you go. Moment of the day.